I am proud that during this administration, for the first time, we obtained an effective tuberculosis control law. The problem of water. It may be not be a problem today, but is truly a problem in our state. As always, of chief importance to Arizonans who have carved this southwestern empire out of a stubborn desert. This year's severe drought adds fuel to the crisis. But because God, in bestowing his many blessings upon our people, has given us the courage to battle courageously in search for a solution of this crisis, we are making progress. The state legislature has stood ready to offer full weight of the government, of our government, to the current court battle for Arizona's share of Colorado River water. I have had the pleasure of working hand in hand with the Interstate Streams Commission in this united effort to win Arizona's suit with California. I assisted in the argument before the Supreme Court, which resulted in a decision stopping California's delaying tactics for the first time. I will always be ready and willing to offer my assistance in this cause for victory, which I know will undeniably be ours. The people must, and I am sure, will join in a united effort to win this suit. I cannot overemphasize its importance to our state. As the drought took its toll in Arizona this year, we moved swiftly and succeeded in obtaining federal relief for stricken areas. I pledge as your governor that I will remain alert to all such crises. I should like to emphasize the importance of good highways to our state. They are needed to increase our tourist trade, for the expansion of new industry, and for the progress and development of every community and the state as a whole. All are dependent upon improved transportation facilities. No state can expect to go forward without good highways. We have made rapid strides in the building of highways in the last 2 years. Our roads are being constantly improved. Last year, a total of 286 miles was completed. We are in the midst of a great highway improvement and building program. We must and will continue to go forward. We recognize the need of better roads for every purpose. At the same time, we must guard the safety of those who travel. However, we have found that good highways alone are not enough to ensure the safety of the people. I regret that despite all of our efforts, deaths due to traffic accidents increased in 1956. This deplorable record is of concern to every man, woman, and child in our state. We have used every means at our command in the last 2 years to keep this death rate down. We were successful in reducing it in 55 compared to 54. But with increase in the miles traveled, we were unable to maintain this trend in 56. We used the National Guard when the legislature supplied the necessary funds. Guardsmen have even worked on a voluntary basis. The Highway Patrol Reserve was called out. Every available state-owned car, including maintenance cars, in the Highway Department and the Liquor Control Department was used. We have found that by adequate patrolling, accidents can be reduced. This must be done. I shall make definite recommendations to the legislature along these lines at the beginning of the next session next Monday. It is not my purpose to detail all of the accomplishments in the last few years or to outline for you today all of our plans for the next few years, 2 years. I have merely tried to highlight the most important. May I repeat, however, that increased efficiency in the operation of every department of our state government is absolutely essential. I have visited each of our institutions from time to time. I am proud to state that great improvements have been made in the last 2 years. We have made a constant study of the needs in our state and can report progress in meeting them, such as the removal of the tax on sales to the federal government, which was enacted by the previous administration and was preventing expansion of industry and keeping new industry out of our state. We were informed 2 years ago by a reliable analyst that while our population had grown some 35% in recent years, our overall business volume had increased in far lesser ratio. I am happy to report to you here today that this same analyst now informs me this condition no longer exists. The growth in business has caught up with the growth in population. On the other hand, we have recognized that industry must not be unnecessarily disturbed and should have the opportunity of making its plans without harassment of unnecessary changes in the law. Any businessman will tell you that he wants to be left alone when he's getting along all right. The opportunities are unlimited in this great state. I want you to know that wise counsel of honest and intelligent men will always be sought by this administration to give to this state government based on honesty, courage, and integrity. I again reiterate my appeal for the support of every citizen in this state in this great assignment as 1957 begins. As I assume the responsibility of the governorship for another 2 years, I can say to you truthfully that my ambition, inspiration, and hope remain keenly alive, and that I shall be alert to the great challenge ahead. Let us give thanks for the many blessings and sincerely pray that the graciousness of Almighty God will continue to prevail and bless the people of our great state. Thank you.